Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Vaccine Monday conference call. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. All participants will be in listen-only mode throughout the duration of today's conference call. I will now turn the meeting over to Andrea Castellanos. You may begin.
Thank you, and hello, everyone. This is Andrea Castellanos, and I'm the Chief of Provider Services at Visiting Nurse Service of New York. Thank you for joining me on today's call. If you have a question for today's call, you can email it to vaccinemandate@vnsny.org. Again, that email address is vaccinemandate@vnsny.org. Today's call is for VNSNY staff members who are unvaccinated and who are required to meet the vaccine mandate deadline of October 7th. That's only 15 days away. So the purpose of this call is to provide information and answer your questions about the vaccine mandate, and also to encourage you to overcome your doubts about the vaccine if possible, and get your first dose by October 7th, which is when the New York State mandate goes into effect. If you haven't gotten vaccinated and submitted proof, if you haven't gotten vaccinated and submitted proof of your vaccination by that date, you can no longer be part of our active workforce. As I've said before, we do not want this to happen. You are all very valued employees. We need you, and we want you to continue working, taking care of our patients, clients, and plan members. That's why I'm encouraging you to think hard about getting the vaccine. Most of all, I want to stress that the vaccine is very safe and very effective. There's a lot of misinformation out there on social media, but the fact is that over 180 million people in the United States are now fully vaccinated, and very few serious side effects from the vaccine have been reported. And if you look at the whole world, 6 billion doses of the COVID vaccine have now been administered worldwide. 6 billion. And again, serious side effects from any of the vaccines remain extremely rare. By the way, if our records are wrong and someone invited to this call has already been vaccinated, then we need to know this information right away. So please send us a note by going into HR Connect and clicking on Ask HR, or if you're a home health aide, you can text Partners in Care Health Services at 646-618-1907. Again, that number is 646-618-1907. Before we turn to your questions, I'll quickly go over who is impacted by the mandate and also review how to apply for a medical or religious exemption to the mandate. The New York State Department of Health is now requiring COVID vaccinations for all staff in VNSMI home care, hospice, and partners in care who interact in person with patients and clients or who work in facilities where patients and clients visit. The New York State Department of Health mandate also applies to our field staff working in NORCS around New York City and our nurse family partnership field staff and our business development staff who work in facilities where patients are seen. VNSMI is also requiring COVID vaccinations for our community mental health services staff and for staff members in our care management organization who interact in person with patients. Everyone in these groups I just mentioned must get their first COVID vaccine dose and submit proof of vaccination by October 7th. We are still working through the process for home health aides who choose not to be vaccinated. We have a little more information about that to share with you on this call. but for everyone except our home health aides, if you don't comply with this deadline, you'll be placed on a 3-month unpaid leave of absence. In addition, your company's subsidized health care and other benefits would end after October, and it is our understanding that employees who stop working because they did not get vaccinated will not be eligible for unemployment. Now, let's talk about exemptions. Everyone in these groups I just mentioned is eligible to apply for a medical or religious exemption. For staff who are submitting requests for medical exemptions, this means submitting a request form and also a certification form completed by your healthcare provider. It's important to know that you want your applications to be processed by the October 7th deadline, so you'll need to submit it to us by September 27th at the latest, and that is next Monday. We sent out an email recently with details on how to apply for those exemptions. You should have received it. If you need help applying, please contact Ask HR or Partners in Care Health Services, and they will go through the application process with you. I also want to remind everyone that applying for an exemption does not guarantee that your request will be granted. We will be reviewing each individual request and making a determination based on our legal guidance. If your application is not approved by October 7th or it is denied, you will not be able to work. I'll finish up with two important reminders. First, our Vaccinate VNSNY pages on the intranet and on the Partners in Care Resource Center have links to many locations in our area where you can get the COVID vaccine. So please use that resource if you're wondering where to go to get vaccinated. And second, as I mentioned last week, a city-run COVID vaccination van will be parked right outside our 220 East 42nd Street office on Thursday, September 30th, Friday, October 1st, and Saturday, October 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can walk right in anytime during those hours and get a COVID vaccine on the spot with no appointment needed. Best of all, the city will give you a free $100 debit card for getting your first vaccine dose. If you miss the van, there's also a full-time city-run vaccine clinic just a few steps away from 220 East 42nd Street in Grand Central's Vanderbilt Hall, right across the street from the Pershing Square Cafe. They're also giving out $100 debit cards as well. Before I start answering questions, I have one more fact I'd like to share, and that's this. Just the other day, it was reported that the number of people in the United States that have died from the COVID-19 has surpassed the number of people who died during the 1918 flu pandemic. We've got to end this pandemic, and a way to do this is to get vaccinated. Those are my updates on COVID vaccines and COVID mandates, and now we'll turn to your questions. And once again, the email address is vaccinemandate@vnsny.org. We're going to go to the questions, and I have a number of my colleagues joining the call today to help answer these questions. So let's start with somebody who is asking how to submit their information. I talked about that during my opening remarks, and so I hope I answered that question. That person also sent me a copy of, or sent a copy of their vaccine card, so we can forward that on for them. The next question is, again, once we obtain proof of vaccination, how do we go about submitting it? Okay, I'm going to ask Angela to go over that again. That seems to be the most common question. How do I submit my vaccination proof. Angela, do you want to describe
the process? Hi, this is Angela Courtney in Health Services. If you have proof of vaccination, you can submit it any one of these ways. You can go on the NSNY intranet site and use the Ask HR feature on the HR Connect section. You could either fax it to 212-290-4646, or you can email it to 212-290-4646 at vnsny.org. For partners in care employees, you can go also to the VNSMY frontline section of the intranet, and in that section you will find information on where you can submit your documentation as well.
Thank you, Angela. Next question is regarding medical exemptions, and this so this person says, I went to my doctor yesterday to get a medical exemption, and my doctor told me that he would give it to me because of my medical history. However, he's not allowed to. And the only exemption they can give is for allergic reactions, which means I would have to roll the dice with my future and risk the possibility of a serious life-threatening effect. If my medical history wasn't significant, I wouldn't ask for an exemption, but it is. So how do you expect me to get a medical exemption if my doctor isn't allowed to give me one? So this is a question. Dr. Dopkin is on the line. Dr. Dopkin, do you have any comments on this in terms of what are the allowed medical exemptions?
Yeah, the medical exemptions that are justified are very, very limited. It's basically if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the COVID vaccine in the past, in other words, you already got a dose, or you've had a severe allergic reaction to one of the components. Many people think that if they have a chronic illness or they have some other health concerns, that should qualify as a medical exemption. But the experts, the FDA, the CDC, have all been quite clear, and I think the New York State guidelines support this, that the only valid medical exemptions have really got to be based on risk of a severe reaction to the vaccine. And that's confined to the circumstances that I mentioned. You've got a known history of allergy, severe allergy to one of the components of the vaccine, or you've had a reaction actually to a COVID vaccine that was severe. So I think what I understand the questioner encountered was the doctor was sympathetic to the request, but the medical history didn't meet those strict criteria for medical exemption.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Dopkin. The next question is one I'm also going to ask you to address very briefly, Dr. Dopkin. Can VNSNY please provide us with information regarding the results of the clinical trials of all three vaccines and the documented adverse side effects? The information would be beneficial to make the best informed decision of which vaccine is the best one to choose. If this information is already on the intranet, can you please provide the link? We could check to see if any of this information is on our intranet site, but Dr. Dopkin, do you want to make some general comments about this? And I know that this questioner is asking for details, and I appreciate that, but in general, can you talk about the clinical trials for the three vaccines and
sure.
Any documented adverse? Thank you.
So, you know, I'll try and keep it brief. But as we discussed, you know, last spring, the clinical trials give you the most accurate idea of what side effects are related to the vaccine or what adverse events are related because you have a control group. So you have people who got a dummy shot compared to people who got the actual vaccine. And it turned out that many of the adverse events that were seen were no more common with the vaccine than with the dummy. meaning that they were not vaccine related. That's very important to know. Those trials involved tens of thousands of individuals. Subsequently, the CDC looked at millions of people who had been vaccinated and all the reports of adverse events and found very, very few. So the overall picture, I think, you can get from the clinical trials to start with, but then from these ongoing surveillance systems, really shows that these are remarkably safe vaccines. And as Andrea said, we've had hundreds of millions of doses given in the U.S. and billions worldwide with a very, very impressive safety record and extremely small numbers of severe adverse events. We can post some of this summary information, I think, on the Internet if you really want to look in detail. And again, there are two levels of information. One is the clinical trials, where you have a control group, so you have very precise ideas about what is or isn't vaccine-related. And then you have the surveillance data, which is much larger numbers, but without a control group.
Thank you, Dr. Dobkin. I think that was very helpful. The next question is, a colleague is wondering, if someone is on a medical leave and they're mandated to get the vaccine while on leave, are they mandated to get the vaccine while on their leave or if they get it when they return to work? So let's say somebody's on a medical leave today and they're expected to come back to work in 3 weeks. I'm going to ask Nausheen this question. Is it okay if they get their vaccine the day before they come back to work?
Yes, that would be fine under the mandate. We just need the person to have the first dose in order to return to the active workforce.
Great. Okay, so the day you return to work is the day we need to see proof that you've had your first vaccine. Great, thank you. So this is, hello, I am a home health aide at Partners. I submitted my religious exemption last night. What happens if I don't receive a response by October 7th? Will I be inactive to work or just terminated? So, Nausheen, do you want to take that?
Sure. So thanks for the question. I'm happy to hear that you moved promptly in submitting your application. We have begun reviewing all applications. We have not yet started to issue determinations, but we do expect to do so shortly. We fully hope and expect to be in a position to have issued determinations on applications that are in before the 27th. Sounds like you checked that box. In the event that, so just to make the point, you will have heard back before October 7th, one way or the other. If your application is granted, you will be permitted to continue to work. If it is denied, unfortunately, we will not be able to permit you to continue working.
Thank you. Next question is also a question about religious exemptions. If our religious exemption is accepted, will we be able to continue working as usual in our current role for those of us that are field clinicians? And the answer to that question is yes, if your religious exemption is accepted. That's correct, right? Just asking my colleagues on the line.
Yes, if it's approved by October 7th.
Thank you. Okay, next question. This question, if I refuse vaccination, do I lose my PTO? This is a home health aide asking this question. And this person has been with the agency for many years. So if I refuse vaccination, do I lose my PTO? This is a home health aide. Who wants to take this? Somebody from HR.
This is John Collins in Benefits, and the answer would be no. What you've earned to date is yours, and you don't lose that.
Thank you. So the next question is, today the news came out that the judge extended the mandate to October 12th for those who submitted religious exemptions. Will VNSNY be honoring that date? Nosheem, do we know anything about this?
Practically speaking, this doesn't change anything for our staff. What the judge did was to extend the temporary restraining order through October 12th, and so that gives the state more time to present its case to the judge. But it doesn't have any impact on our staff. At this time, we will still be, as we have been, accepting applications for religious exemption from the mandate. And in the event that anything changes and there are further legal developments, we will certainly let everyone know.
Thank you, Nosheem. Next question is from someone who's been vaccinated, and they're hoping for the Moderna booster when approved. So the question is, I'm hoping for the Moderna booster when approved. Wouldn't feel crossing over to Pfizer or J&J? I'm not sure I understand the question exactly, but Dr. Dopkin, do you want to just talk a little bit about the Moderna booster that's maybe coming out soon? Dr. Dopkin, are you still on the line?
Yeah, hi. Sorry, I was trying to turn the mute off. I may have missed part of the question, but basically I think we're all waiting for firm guidance about boosters. The advisory panel on immunization practices of the CDC, I think, is meeting tomorrow, and we should get some guidance there. It's been very controversial, and I think we just have to wait and see what they come up with, but it looks like the real role for boosters may be quite limited to people who have had things like bone marrow transplants and maybe the elderly.
Thank you, Dr. Dopkin. So we'll keep you posted as we learn more about the boosters. Next question, will exemption approvals be told to us as soon as possible so that we will be able to plan accordingly? So who wants to take this from either our legal team or HR?
Sure, I'm happy to take it. Go ahead, Carvella. I've said enough.
No, it's okay. Yes, your
Carvella, we can't hear you.
So sorry about that. Yes, our intention is to respond to exemption requests as soon as possible. As stated earlier, we're still reviewing the religious exemptions and plan to respond before the deadline.
Thank you, Carvella. The next question is, can you please list the days that the truck will be outside of the building on 42nd Street. And, yep, I can talk about that again. So Thursday, we are going to have a city vaccination van, no appointments needed, outside of 220 East 42nd Street on Thursday, September 30th, Friday, October 1st, and Saturday, October 2nd, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can just walk in and get your vaccination right then and there. And if you miss that opportunity or those days are not convenient, there is a full-time city-run vaccine clinic just a few steps away from our 220 East 42nd Street office, again, in Grand Central's Vanderbilt Hall, which is right across the street from Pershing Square Cafe. So that's an option. I believe it's 7 days a week. So there's really many easy options. If you're struggling to make an appointment, you don't know how to make an appointment, you don't know what your schedule is going to be, these are easy walk-in options, easy ways for you to get the vaccine. Okay, next question. Let's see. Okay, this is to Dr. Dawkins' response. My medical provider actually said he would call his medical director and ask for approval to give my exemption, but they received notification this morning that it was denied because this person had never had an allergic reaction before because they hadn't taken the vaccine. So somebody, Dr. Dawkins, somebody who's very nervous about having an allergic reaction to the vaccine, what would you say to them?
Well, the question I think you should discuss it with someone, knowledgeable about your health condition, with expertise in the area. There's a lot of misinformation around about, vaccine reactions, and I'd be happy to talk to the questioner myself if that would help. But again, the guidance we've gotten from, the CDC and the New York State, which I agree with, is that the true cases where there's a risk of a severe allergic reaction to this vaccine are very, very few and far between, and they're manageable. And it seems, justified that outside of those unusual cases that everybody else get the vaccine.
Thank you, Dr. Dawkins. Next question. Will the van in the city van be giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? So my understanding is that the city van will be able to give the Moderna vaccine, which, of course, you need a second dose so you need a first dose, and then 4 weeks later you need a second dose. And they will also be able to give the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. That is the best information I have right now. So I would say that's best information I have. And the next question is, what happens if you get sick from taking the vaccine? So I think that is a question for HR in terms of, who covers my sick days? What happens if I have a reaction, et cetera? Somebody from HR want to take that?
Hi, this is John Collins again.
This is Angela Courtney. If you get sick from the vaccine at this point in time, we would request that you contact the CERT team for some additional guidance on that. I do know that, we currently are not providing any COVID PTO sick time for this. So, but if you do need additional guidance on, your absence and what you need to do, I would contact the CERT team for some more information. Is there anything else anyone wants to add?
Yeah, Angela, this is John Collins. Just confirming that would be treated like any other not a COVID positive illness, and so we covered under the regular PTO. And if someone's out more than a week, if it's a management or UFT represented employee, they would get their short term disability benefit.
And this is Nashi, and I'll just add one thing that in the event you do experience minor side effects from the vaccine and you don't have any accrued PTO, there is a donated PTO bank that may be available for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for that reminder.
Okay, and I think this will be our last question. We ran a few minutes over, but started a few minutes late. If you can prove to have natural immunity or immunity, will that meet the mandate? And the answer to that is no. Having immunity does not meet the mandate. You have to have the vaccine. That is the only way to meet the requirements of the mandate or an exemption. So, so again, thank you for the great questions this morning. If we didn't get to your question, we will get to it and have answers that will be posted on our intranet sites. And we appreciate you being engaged in this conversation, and we'll continue to have these discussions over the next few weeks. Thank you for joining, everybody.